death at New Year. She bore the last minutes well, resigned, asking for coffee and a last cigarette. The doctor said it was a good day to die. When she finally went, they were counting the chimes, the year creeping out behind turned backs. She bore the last minutes well, resigned, and the clock on the dresser was like a pale eye, guarding the turnpike of present and past. The doctor said it was a good day to die, but you took it hard, retreated inside yourself, began to mourn before it was done. Though she bore the last minutes well, resigned, when they took her, they had to force you aside. She pitched in the ship of her hospital bed, and the doctor said it was a good day to die. Later, the steam rope from your teacup unwinds, and I offer you the only comfort I can. She bore the last minutes well, resigned. The doctor said it was a good day to die. I write a lot of poems about the women in my family, the various women in my family. There's a lot of us. And those of you who've been following the Stanza blog will have seen maybe that I wrote a piece about kind of my family history and how it fits into my work as part of the kind of Stanza timepiece overarching theme. So I'm going to read another one about that particular topic. This poem is about my paternal great-grandmother, who everyone referred to as Nanny Grey. And unfortunately, she suffered for a long time towards the end of her life from Alzheimer's. I wrote this poem about our various experiences with dealing with that, visiting Nanny Grey. We go on Sundays to make her tea. I've known her years, but every week we're introduced. She thrums my name's soft hiss in her teeth, tells you she's sure you and I are for keeps. We bite our lips as she slams round the house, chitters for a long-dead cat and, worried he's missing, puts out fish. She never sits. Fluttering like a moth at the nets, she asks you where you've tied the horse and trap, while the red Ford Escort smarts in the drive like a wound. And would I like to see her frocks? And every week I say I would. She spreads them on the bed like relics, recites the names of seamstresses, department stores. There's always one whose floral print she bunches in her fist, flimsy anchor to the past, and says without flinching, "Bury me in this." And that's the moment every week. The heart-stuck lurch where she realizes what she is for just a breath. Then, like a child, afraid and angry, she reaches for me, whispers, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry."